As you climb up from the car park, you get fantastic views over Wembley Bay, the Great Mewstone, and out towards Wembley Point. It might have looked very different, as in 1909, plans to build a huge passenger port stretching from Wembley Point to Gara Point were put before the House of Lords. The plans included breakwaters, dry docks, railways, coaling facilities, cranes and warehouses, totalling 880 acres. Fortunately for us now, they rejected the scheme. The wall to your left as you carry on towards the estuary mouth enclosed a 19th century warren where rabbits were farmed and where the headland got its name from, Warren Point. Just before the summit, you pass on your right the quarry, which provided the shale stone for this warren wall. Looking down onto the Yelm estuary, where it widens and splits off for Noss Creek, you can see the harbour basin, known locally as the Pool. Noss Mayo is around the corner on the opposite side of the water from here, with Newton Ferris over towards your left on the far side of the water. Both settlements probably started life as so-called cellars, where the local farmers cum fishermen stored their nets. There was a fish market at Noss Mayo as far back as the 13th century, and commercial fishing continued here until the 1960s. Oyster farming has been practiced in the estuary since at least Norman and possibly even Roman times, and it continues to this day. The Rocket House, at the top of the path, which drops down to the estuary, once stored the Yelm Coast Guard life-saving apparatus. If a boat was in distress, the horse-drawn equipment was dispatched. The Coast Guard fired rockets onto the boat with a line attached. Survivors were pulled ashore in breeches buoy, a round life ring with canvas trousers, breeches, fixed to the bottom, attached by a line and a pulley. When the brig, John, ran aground on the Blackstone Rocks, James Cragg from the Yelm Coast Guard station was responsible for saving the captain's wife. She was half dead amongst the wreckage after the crew were washed away. The lane from New Barton Farm brings you out onto the old village of Wembley, which included the old vicarage. The clergy would walk down Brownhill Lane to the church on the coast. As you walk down Brownhill Lane, you will see a large buttressed wall on your right. This is in the grounds of Wembley House. The current house dates from 1803, built on the site of an earlier house. Earlier still, the site had been the location of a cell or branch of Plympton Priory. The buttressed wall is the only remnant of this building. Built on the coast, on the edge of Wembley Village, the parish church of St Werburgh has tremendous views out across to the Mewstone and further out to the English Channel. The present Norman church, refurbished in the 1880s, was built in 1088 on the site of a wooden Saxon church. The tower dates from the early 15th century, and the 1552 inventory records three bells. Two were added in 1909, and the sixth in 1948, donated in memory of parishioners who died in World War II. At the front of the church is the St Werburgh window, dating from 1886. Now a cafe by the beach at Wembley, for centuries the old mill ground the corn of the local tenant farmers. The old millstone forms the doorstep of the building, and others are incorporated into the outside tables.